From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Brazil votes for impeachment trial. Brazil's Senate President Renan Calheiros made the announcement.
Sim, 55.
55 votes for impeachment.
Não, 22.
22 votes against. And early Thursday morning, the deed was done. The Senate voting to suspend President Dilma Rousseff from office for using borrowed money from state banks to cover budget deficits and pay for social programs. Following a nearly 22-hour debate in the Senate, a simple majority was all that was needed to open an impeachment trial. Ms. Rousseff will be formally notified of the vote later today. Her vice president will take over her post in the interim. Douglas Luiz is a resident of Rio de Janeiro. He says, even if I'm not in favor of the Workers' Party and Dilma's government, I don't think the impeachment will solve any of our problems because it will put a vice president in her place that was not elected by the people. Yesterday, several protesters needed to be carted away by rescue workers after inhaling pepper spray fumes. In Iraq, three deadly bombings struck parts of Baghdad on Wednesday, killing at least 93 people and wounding more than 150 others. The deadliest attack occurred at a market in the Sadr City neighborhood of the capital, killing 64 people. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attacks. Hisham al-Hashimi is an Iraq analyst and security expert. He says political disputes and contradictions among field security commanders and higher leaderships, weak intelligence and non-cooperation between citizens and intelligence services, all these factors led to chaos and violence. Such turmoil left so many innocent people dead or wounded, either in yesterday's bombings or the previous attacks. This is VOA News. A senior Pakistani official in Istanbul said Thursday that Pakistan is hesitant to take action against the Afghan Taliban on its soil because of concerns the group will redirect its violence against Pakistan and Afghan intelligence will support it. The official told VOA on the condition of anonymity that they have to think twice before taking action. Anybody they take action against is immediately supported from the other side. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani recently demanded that Pakistan either take military action against Taliban commanders on its soil or arrest them and hand them over to Kabul. A study finds more than 80% of urban dwellers are exposed to alarmingly high levels of air pollution, responsible for an estimated 7 million premature deaths every year. This latest report on urban air quality by the World Health Organization finds those most affected live in the world's poorest cities. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The study finds urban air pollution has nearly doubled over the past 2 years in 3,000 cities in 103 countries. It notes a whopping 98% of cities in poorer countries with more than 100,000 inhabitants are exposed to air pollution levels above those recommended by the WHO. The WHO warns declining urban air quality is increasing the risk of stroke, heart disease, lung cancer, and chronic and acute respiratory diseases, including asthma. The report says cities and towns that have the poorest air quality are in the Eastern Mediterranean and Southeast Asian regions, followed by countries in Africa. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A South Korean foreign ministry spokesman says his country will be following with great interest U.S. President Barack Obama's visit later this month to Hiroshima, the Japanese city where in 1945 an American warplane dropped the world's first atomic bomb to end World War II. Speaking to reporters at his regular briefing on Thursday, ministry spokesman Cho Jun-hyuk said, as he understood it, the president's visit would commemorate Korean victims of the bombing, along with the Japanese victims. Earlier this week, the White House announced Mr. Obama's plans to visit Hiroshima on May 27th, making him the first sitting president to do so. Two Britons and a Mexican national have become the first foreigners to climb Mount Everest, the world's tallest peak, on the Nepali side. About 100 others are close to attempting the same feat. Last year's season was canceled after an avalanche killed 19 climbers at their base camp. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.